Yep, okay, so how do we define the machlokes? According to the Rav, the final analysis between the Bahag and between the Rav Haigoin and Rashi, Mahzavitri, and what else? Hold on.
Rav
Sajigon, yeah. That's right, Rav Sajigon. Okay. So, the main theme that he has is that, is the idea of the ordinal numbers. That's what makes them tmimos, because that ties them together. Cardinal numbers are not related. Cardinal numbers just tell you each item and how many items you have, but there's no relationship in the sphera. But ordinal numbers are related in the active, in the Meister sphera. The only question seems to be that in order to have an ordinal system, so do you have to do a count that has a chalos in the halacha of Sfiras HaOmer, or no? Even a count which doesn't have a chalos in Sfiras HaOmer, as long as it's a counting of the elements of the sphera, so you can arrange it in an ordinal system, even though it's presently cardinal. Correct? Like, for instance, according to the sheet of the of Rashi, that you can count after plug. So the counting after plug is not a kium in the in Hilchus Sfiras HaOmer. It's just a counting of the day. It's a counting with regard to the elements of Sfira. So therefore, if you count yesterday, no, I mean if you make it tonight, you say I'm counting today after plug, and before it says Kachavim, so it won't have a din with regard to the Dinei Sfira. It'll just be a Maisa of counting the Yom. And a Maisa of counting, that's his big fetish. That a Maisa of counting the Yom, even though it's outside the parameters of the Chalos with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, still, it can create and rectify the system so that it's a system of ordinal numbers. So that's why you can count after plug. So there's no chalos at all. It's just now you're rendering it ordinal because you're counting the day ahead. And then you can make a bracha later, because with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, there was no chalos that took place. However, according to the Bahag, you can't do that. Because according to the Bahag, the only way you can make it an ordinal count is if your counting has a chalos. It renders the Yom Monri, or there's a chalos mitzvah, one of the two. But without that, you can't do it. So basically, you have three positions, according to the Rav. You have a position which maintains that you can only count if it's a count of mitzvah. Then you have the Bahag, that you could render it an ordinal count, even though it's not a count of mitzvah, which is Balayla, it's a count by Yom, but nevertheless, it's a chalos in the yom. And then you have the Shitas Rashi and the Shitas Rav Haigoyen and Sadi Goyen, that you could render the count ordinal even though the count has no chalos in the sphera. It's just the counting of the elements. It's just a maisa of counting. You have three shitas. Three svaras with regard to rendering the count and an ordinal count. It's interesting. I mean, the first two I could see readily. The last one is really a chiddush. I'm not saying I disagree with it, but it's a big chiddush. That you could render the count ordinal, even though there's no chalos in your count. Why, according to Rav Haigoyen, well, you count yesterday, so there's no chalos vis-a-vis the Maisosphere. However, you are counting, there is a mice of counting one of the elements of the sphere. So that's really the Rav Chiddush. That's a big Chiddush.
Rabbi?
Yep.
Do we explain Rav Sagigon how you can just count the first day and then skip 10 days and still keep counting?
Yes.
How do we explain that?
I thought he says because you're being koveya. When you count the first day, you're being koveya. All the ordinal numbers till 49.
And that's... But then you never actually do the maisa of counting 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just the days themselves have the kviyas?
That's right. In other words, it's he's setting up an ordinal system in abstract.
Chris, isn't that closer to the Bahag's framework in a sense, where he just holds that the kviyas of the yamim can exist even without a maisa sphere? But he's still holding the kviyas to be in the yom. It's not in the maisa of counting.
So what does it got to do with the Bahag? I don't get it.
I mean, the chiyuk between the Bahag versus Rashi and Rav Hai was the Bahag held the yom has to be sophor. You actually need the day itself to be counted.
There has to be a chalos in the mitzvah, chalos in the mitzvah, the system of the Sefiras Omer. So he wouldn't know, that he could set up an abstract ahead of you 49 ordinal days. He holds the only way he could set it up is if you do a mice of counting, actually counting the day, where there's a chalos in the sphere.
But in the yom, not in the mitzvah, though. A chalos in the yom, not in the mitzvah, but a chalos in the yom.
Yom, that's correct. Rav Sadigan is the one that says the first day? The first day, right? You're the one that's Rav Sadigan?
Yeah.
No.
That was Rav Sadigan. You see the first day, and you could skip however many you want.
Right, that's right. So he holds the first day, you're setting up an abstract, the succeeding 49. I mean, the Bahag doesn't have such an idea. He only holds you could set up that which you count, which has a chalos.
Right, next fias exists, you're saying, not in the yamim, but exists like in an abstract count of days?
That's right.
So you see it's closer to the Rashi? It's part of the Maisa?
And Rashi holds that as long as you do a Maisa sphere, even though there's no chalos in the mitzvah sphere Omer, but as long as there's a Maisa sphere, that also sets up the ordinal count. So therefore, if you do it after plug, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. No mitzvah whatsoever. Not with regard to the Maisa mitzvah sphere somer, not with regard to the yomim. There's no kiyum of the day. The day is not a sofer. But nevertheless, since you're in a position where you can make reference to the day, you did a Maisa Sfira vis-a-vis the day. And that's enough to set it to make that day part of the ordinal system. Yeah. Yeah, that is a finish. But if you take a look where you're on the part where he says the cotton that grew up when in the middle of Sfira. He became a gadol in the middle of Sfira. Like his bar mitzvah is tomorrow. So most told that he can't count with a mitzvah, with a bracha. Why? Because he wasn't a barachi of mitzvah when he started to count. But the Rav wants to say no, that he can. Why? Because he's capable of a Maisa Sfira. So therefore, when he's bar mitzvah, so he's involved in it, he has a Maisa Sfira. He has an ordinal system and before him, and he can be Mona, even though his being Mona before is really nothing. So in other words, when you first see the Rav on the cotton, how does he get the cotton to be considered a Mona? Because he was never Mona with a mitzvah before, like the old Echorim say. But the Rebbe is saying he was involved in a Maisa counting. The question is like this. Do I say the Kutten has the power to make the Yom Monui, even though he's a Kutten? Like there's a replying with Kutten Shehigdil Ben Shnei Psochem. So I think there's a concept similar to that over there. That the cotton, even though he can't do a mitzvah, but he's only limited from the Kiyama mitzvah. However, to render the Yom Sofer, that he could do. Or is the Rav saying that he can't even render the Yom Sofer because ain't the Maisa cotton kum. So halachically he can't do anything. The only thing is that he has a din of Maisa Sfira. See, it sounds more like that's what he's saying. And that's why he holds that when the cotton is Higdil, he can, in fact, do the mitzvah sphere. We'll go through it. But I'm just telling you in advance that originally I thought that the Rav was saying that the cotton can actually render the Yom Monui, just like the Bahag. Just like the Bahag went by Yom. But now that we came to this conclusion here, where we see the Rav holds that it could be a Maisa Sfira, even though it's outside the realm of any Din Chalos in the entity of the Mitzvah Sfira. So if that's as long as he's counting days, so yeah, he can't count apples. It's not gonna be good. As long as he counts days, so then you can interpret what the Rav is saying by cotton is not because yesh b'maisa cotton kulam, because no, we hold that the cotton can't accomplish anything. But the only thing is that a maisa sphere that's outside the halachic realm is also enough to render the sequence an ordinal one. So that's why the Rav holds that a cotton shehigdil is chayiv. A cotton shehigdil is chayiv. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Rebbe, he's chayiv b'day chinuch, you mean?
No, he holds that if he becomes a gadol, he's chayiv midaraisa, because he's a barach of the mitzvah, because he has already the sequence, which is ordinal. So now he could come step right in and be mekayim the mitzvah. That sounds more like what he's saying. not that he holds that a cotton can render the own money like the Bahag. You don't need the yom to be rendered money. It could be outside the realm of sphera altogether. As long as vis-a-vis the entities of sphera, the yomim, there's an act of counting, so then it's the ordinal system. So the cotton could count. Why can't he count? He just can't be involved in a mitzvah or even create a halacha chalos. That's a very abstract, beautiful svar. Yeah, I'm glad we did this piece. I think Rav Sherkin did a good job on this one. At first I thought his lesson wasn't any good. He should have stuck to the lesson that the day is considered money, but now I see what he's saying. The term Mysa sphere was not clear.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can you ask a question about the comparison between the Kutten and Shehigdil that by the original, before you got to the case of the Kutten, you could say that a Mysa sphere could register because the Gaffer is a Barachi of Kiyam HaMitzvah. But a cotton who's not a barachi of kiyam mitzvah, the maaseh sphere shouldn't even register. So therefore, you shouldn't make the comparison.
Well, that's what we were toying with, because certain things a cotton can do can create a chalos, even though he's not involved in the mitzvah. Like for instance, if a cotton is ochel a pesach, so it's a kiyam in the cotton pesach, even though he's not a barachi of mitzvah. He can't have a kiyam in the mitzvahs achilas a pesach. But in the kiyum of achila, that the achila was, there was nechal, al yedei monui, he could be a monui, and he could create a kiyum in the Pesach.
But
that's what we're saying over here, originally. We're toying with that idea, that maybe what the Rav means is that he has a kiyum in creating a chalos.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't that unique to Korban Pesach because of the fact that it's B'nai Beso? Yishel Beisavos, and it's a whole bias?
Yeah, but maybe he holds the same thing over here. That in terms of counting, since in fact he is counting, so therefore the halos that the Yom is counted, it takes place.
Yeah, but Korban Pesach, the institution itself brought cutting into the institution here. The cutting wasn't brought into the institution.
Yeah, but we only said, well, who says that the cotton can't do it? Maybe a cotton can create a chalos, but a cotton just can't have a key in a mitzvah.
No, but I'm saying is that by the carbon pass off, the institution brought the cotton.
Go ahead.
No, by pass off, the institution brought the cotton into the institution here. Sphere doesn't bring the cotton into it.
Yeah, but logically he holds he can bring it in, because he holds that there's nothing wrong with the cotton creating a chalos. He just the cotton is potter from mitzvahs. But who says he can't create a chalos?
Okay.
As long as the action is an action. So he's a bardas. He can make a netter even, and he's a bardas. So his counting is considered counting. So as long as his counting is considered counting, perhaps he can make a chalos in the yom and render it a yom sefer. But now I'm saying the Rav doesn't have to come on to that. He could say there's no chalos, but still it's just a maisa sfira. That a cotton could definitely do. As long as you would consider it counting, counted. If a cotton counts, if you want, you have a bunch of apples in front of you, and you tell a cotton to count it up, he's definitely going to be considered counted if he's bar sechel.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Isn't this going further than what Rav Haigon and Rashi said? Because in both Rav Haigon and Rashi, the mice is limited to either the what you say about the preceding day, or if you're on the preceding day, like Rav Haigon said, you can count yesterday and today, We said right. Because that's the idea of ordinate. It comes on the heels of the previous day, or according to Rashi, plag is right before the coming day. But where do we see that a katan's maisa, you know, for the first 20 days of the Omer is going to be good, so that now when he's a gadol on the 21st day, that it's continuous?
That's what I think the Rav is saying, that you don't have to say the katan is good in terms of halachic effect, because that perhaps is not good. But still, the idea over here is that it should be an ordinal system. So that is just, your plain seichel tells you that if he's old enough to count, it's considered a count. So once it's considered a count, so he's in the, he renders it an ordinal system. So that's why when he becomes a gadol, he can count. As a matter of fact, the Rav holds for sure at Paskins. He's not specific about it. He holds for sure that the katan should make a bracha. And the only way he could hold that way, if he held the creates a chalos, I'm not so sure he'd be certain about it. Because who how could you prove that? Maybe he can't create a chalos either in the yom, because it's a mamaisa katan korm. But I don't think the Rav's going into that. I don't think he has to go into it. He maintains for sure that since I would consider it a count, so that creates the ordinal system. Once you have an ordinal system going, and now he's a bar mitzvah, so he can enter and do the mitzvah. It's like all laid out for him on a silver platter. It's funny.
According to the Bahag, it'd be no good though?
According to the Bahag? Yeah, according to Bahag, it wouldn't be good.
Right. Did you make a bracha because of Rashi and Rav Hai?
Because of Rashi, Rav Hai, maybe it's each day is a mitzvah.
I know, but even though the Bahag is holding each day is a mitzvah, he still requires each yom to be suffer in order to continue counting.
I mean, he requires an ordinal count.
Right, and that requires
a testimony. According to the Bahag, he wouldn't have an ordinal count. That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. But the Rav, I think he's relying on the other shittas. Rav Hai going, yeah. Rav Saji going, Rashi.
Right. Yeah, but even Rav Saji going, the first day you have to count. But so would a katan be able to do that?
Yeah, why not? That he could do, because he's just setting up an ordinal count, and that you don't have to be a goal for that.
You mean to create a kvias? You're saying a katan vada could create a kvias? Isn't that similar to creating a chalos in the yom?
No, he can't create it. No. It's not the curtain creates a kriyas. The curtain can create a kriyas because anyone that counts the first day of a system will create an ordinal kriyas. So that's why he could do that.
That's just the curtain's maisa, though.
That's right. It's just the curtain's maisa.
Doesn't that sound like he's saying it within the Baha'i? Rob?
What do you mean?
He's based
back on the Bahag.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe he holds he has no right from the Bahag. That the Bahag doesn't hold like Rashi. Maybe he's learning that way. I'm not sure. I mean, I would say that's machlokes. But where does he bring in the Bahag for Kratin?
This is the last paragraph, the very last part. Amnam lamavor, yisod dino shel bahag, hu halacha b'cheshvon shel hasira, b'cheshvon hu adei minyan hayamim hakodnim, b'li dila b'chisor, yukein kol zesheyach rach mishachisor, v'shachat l'chachar, v'zeh cheshvon batal mikan alaba, avol b'mah shelo yispar b'yam nabayim.
That's not the cutting case, that's the different case. That's the guy who's going to die.
That's the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. That was the Rav that was Machmir.
I know, but it's still putting my feet in the house from the earlier part.
Well, we'll read it when we see it. We'll see if it's the same thing.
Yeah, but at the beginning of the piece, he mentions the Uyun B'minchas Chinuch Shenestafek L'shitas HaBahag.
Right, exactly.
He's addressing himself.
Where is that?
At the very beginning of the...
Yeah, you're right.
Din Katan Shehigdal B'sfira.
Yeah. Okay. Let's finish it off then. We'll pick it up again when we get to B'din Katan. But we're up to the last one. Ine Yehuyin. I think that's where we left off.
Ine Yehuyin is Sefer Athena.
Yeah, I think so.
Shakasa al divrei habahag. V'yesh shamro shemish shachach v'lo mana yom echad. If you miss a day, she'en yachal limnos od v'os shana. That you can't continue counting. That's the habahag. V'lo hoda morenu shebido reinu l'sforazu. El misha shachach yom echad v'chule yom on acher in kol Yisrael. So he's saying is even if you miss a day, you can keep counting with the rest of kol Yisrael.
Right. Correct.
Okay. It's not just that he holds his one mitzvah. You can't count today's count below a zero shalom minim v'achaz neyam. Like also, without leaning on the previous days, the rock all you did ma'isa zero the esmol yochel lispar as zero shalom. So you need yesterday's ma'isa zero to be able to count today.
So it'll be ordinal,
right? He can still count the days with the rest of Kol Yisrael. This is a gufa of a tribal times Mahag. This is a claim against the Mahag. Or the answer is Mahag claim. Yehin Amnon, who Atzmo lost up from Atzmo, even though he himself didn't count yesterday, Aval Kol Yisrael lost up for Atzmo to them, the rest of Kol Yisrael did. Vachesron shel Asir of Atzmimos Tayim, Mikah Kol Yisrael. So the count of the ordinal system, I guess, could be maintained via Kol Yisrael.
Right.
Came Gamu Kol Hamshech Lispar Kedin Mikah Kviyashel Minyan Hayom Ayzeit Yosher Shel Kol Yisrael. So he could continue the count today from the Kviyas of the number from I guess of yesterday's counts from the rest of Kol Yisrael who counted who kept the system alive.
Right. Minyan
Yisrael Mitzareif. The minyan echad in minyano, the chazion kaim, the count of all kaim shows me it's tarif when it's like one unified count.
One count. I mean, right. The count is only the count of Kol Yisrael. And he's a member of Kol Yisrael. So since he's a member, so he's nimshach after the Kol, and he's involved in the count. So there's no problem of the sequential system, in other words, the ordinal system.
Even though everyone has their own mitzvah, but the count of the minyan hayamim is like one count for Kol Yisrael, the ordinal kriyas hayamim.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder who that was, the Moreno Shevadarena was. Doesn't say. Who said that? The Chinuch. Yeah, they probably know. Okay. You know, there's a Chuas of Rambam that the Chachme, that the Taimonim have. I don't think anybody else has that Chuva. But it's brought down, maybe Peir Ador, somebody brings it down. It's a famous Chuas of Rambam. But it's not in the regular Chuvas. It has to do with, they have it, the Taimonim have that tshuva. And they ask the Rambam the very question, that what if somebody misses a day? I'd just like to take a look and see if we could define it or not. Now, I don't remember where it was. You want to take a look at the Parador? He must have it, he has everything.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
this last point about the being mitzarif to the tzibur, so would that count for only one day, or let's say the guy can count for 15 days, 20 days, whatever. Can he just jump in whenever he wants to be mitzarif to the count of the tzibur?
Yes. Yes. He's always part of the count. He's always part of the count. Yeah. Well, I think they exhausted all the ways of looking at it. I don't think there's any possibility left. I'm just curious what the finish means by the Moreno show. I guess it could be.
I'm looking in the you know, the nice Milchastina. That it says Hatos Vos Sham Kasa Betema Gedolahu Velo Yitake.
You mean that what? Like, if he misses?
Yeah, that he's quoting the Bahag, and then he says the ones who reject it are basically the Balitosos.
Oh, he's saying the Balitosos reject the Bahag.
Yeah, I guess he's saying in that Tosos itself, the Balitosos say Betema Gedolahu Velo Yitake.
If you miss a day?
Yeah. I don't know, everybody look at, what is that Tosis? That Tosis is in Menachos?
Must be.
it sounds like that's what he's saying. It sounds like Tosis brings down the Bahag with reject.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it's either Menachos or Megillah, or both.
Yeah, I'm checking Menachos.
Yeah, okay. Found this one?
Yeah, you know, the Parador, like, doesn't have a great index. Like, I can't find it from the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. They don't reference it there. And, like,
try the back. It goes by Yerdea in the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, what are you looking for?
Well, you just mentioned.
The Chuvas Rambam.
Parador.
In the Parador. It's not there.
I mean, it's very hard to...
He doesn't have it. Well, it's an OBD. You got the Chuva, he doesn't. Somebody has it. I could check in my... I doubt if it'll be in the Tammany Siddur. I doubt it. But I remember seeing the Chuva. I remember seeing it. That he wants to say that if you miss a day... that you can continue, but you can't say at the end that Tamarim say they have a lushin there, that it's a Tmimos, that we were kind of in the midst of Tmimos, and have an extra lushin in the last day, and an extra Nusach. And I think he says, Rambam, that you can't say that Nusach if you miss the day, but you can count even though you miss the day. I think it was something like that.
Yeah, Rabbi, I found the Tosos, the rejecter.
He rejects
it. It brings down the Bahag.
Yeah.
The Tema Gedolahu below you talking.
Against the Bahag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what the Chinuch means.
Yeah, that's what the thing is. That's what they would want to claim in the footnote. They claim it. So the thing is saying it.
That's interesting.
Because in the Megillah, they bring it up without rejecting it. They're the ones in the Nachos, at the end, they just reject it.
They just reject it. So that's Moreno Shevet Moreno. Okay. So, what are we looking for?
When he brought them the Shabbat in, if you count the first one, that was within the context of this theory of the Athena.
Say it again.
You said you remember when Rav explained to Sadrigo that you have to just count the first day?
Yes.
It was like they said, Nortu Mitzarif to the count of the Tzibur, you just need to count with them the first day.
That's what the Rav said years ago, but he's not saying it here.
Right.
But I remember that. I wanted to say that's fine. That the first day... you have to join the count. And once you join the count of the Tzibur, that the rest of the days you're with the Tzibur.
Right.
But he's not, Shergan didn't record him that way over here. So apparently he changed it.
Right, I understand. But it's within this framework that somehow that the Klai Yisrael keeps the count going.
That's right. But you have to join them the first day.
Right. I mean, the way he's quoting in the Chinuch, it doesn't seem like you even have to do that.
That's right.
Right.
Rabbi, according to the Chinuch, are we assuming that it's a separate mitzvah every night? Because if it's one mitzvah, then how are you counting sporadically work?
No, it's every mitzvah separate. But the only thing is, the reason why you can't count, according to the Bahag, the way they understand them, is because it's not ordinal. So they're saying that it is because you have to count the count of Klal Yisrael, and you're included in that count.
Yeah, I get it. I just wanted to make sure, though, you still must maintain that it's a separate mitzvah every night.
You must maintain? Well, it wouldn't matter.
The entire time, how do you get the kiyum if you're missing nights? I know it allows you to...
You're right. You couldn't get the kiyum.
Okay.
You're right. You'd be missing Chalkei HaMitzvah. That's right. Yeah, because the only thing you gain from Klal Yisrael is that it's sequential, but you don't gain the kiyum. It just keeps the sequence going.
Right.
So it's ordinal.
Right.
But you're right, but you can't gain the kiyum. That's impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, okay. All right, if we can't find it, we'll do the next piece. I remember it was a very funny formulation.
Rabbi, how would you define the Chinuch? What's this business of the Tzibur keeping track?
I think he must hold that Sphere is a counting of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he would hold that if that count of Klal Yisrael is necessary in order to bring, well, he talks about later, in order to bring the Mincha Chadasha. That the count of Klal Yisrael is necessary, a necessary component to bring about elements of the Chag HaShavuos. Either the Migdash or whatever.
Chadash, the Migdash.
Yeah, the Migdash, yeah. It's interesting, they're talking about being bona mikdash today. So this I remember clearly that the Rav said. That he said, we could build a mikdash today, but we don't know if we want it. So you should remember that's what he held. That it's not so simple. And that would explain the steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says in one place, it's a mitzvah to be bona base of Bechira. Seems like it's a mitzvah on everybody, and you should do it. And then in the end he says, the Melech HaMashiach will do it. So which one is it? But I think the answer is both are right. It's really a mitzvah for us to be bona. But you can't be bona until the Melech HaMashiach, because there will be certain problems that only he can answer. Like if he instituted chenek, so that would mean they have to pull the guy until his mouth is open and pour in hot lead. I don't know if the world, if that will be a Kiddush Hashem. So what are we going to do? That's why you need a Melech HaMashiach.
I think Trump would go for it.
That's true.
Right, but Trefa, isn't it because based on Ma'aseh Kamocha that they created the Arba Mitzvos?
That what?
Isn't it based on Ma'aseh Kamocha?
Yeah, that's correct. But I don't think to the world, they wouldn't accept it.
I'm saying maybe it's changing now. Maybe you would do lethal injection because that would be Trefa. That's Ma'aseh Kamocha.
Maybe, but maybe that's why I think he says you need the Melech HaMashiach.
Right.
Hard showers.
Right.
on what to do with Karbonos. It would make a very primitive, make it give the appearance of a very primitive system, blood flowing all over. But how do you Mekayim Shnei? I don't know. That's why you need the Melech HaMashiach. That's what he meant. He said, we can do it, but we don't know if we want it.
Who said that?
Yeah, the Rav said that.
Ravi, what will be the function of the Melech HaMashiach? He would educate the world so that they would understand why these things all make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Or he has a certain implementation. We don't know. I mean, the Sefer Ikarim holds that he could even change certain mitzvahs. I mean, we don't know. The Ram does know, but we don't know. I think they are, and that's where you can say what the Ram says, that no one will know what it will be like until it happens. But definitely, Kvot Shemayim is an important issue, because you see that they killed the Bonim of Shaul because of the Givonim. Right. So the Gemara asks over there, how could you do that? So they said, Mutav Shetayoker Osachas Minatorah, Val Yechal Shem Shemayim. So you see, it's not so simple. We have the instruction, but it's not that simple. It's like Rav Yosef said, with regard to the guys that get caught with the yeshivas, with
child molesters.
Yeah, the child molesters, right. So one guy wanted to argue. I won't mention his name. He wanted to argue that no, you can only get him if he does a halachic violation. So that's why Rav Yosef says not true. He showed the Rashba that if there's something that's machriv the olam, that you have to do it, you have to institute it. So these things are not so pashut. You can't just go by the Shulchan Aruch.
That's the Rashba, the Lanecha Yishalayim Elal Siddanu Al Dintara, or something like that?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Shamdu Divrem Al Dintara. So that's what the Rav said, anyways. So we can't find the tshuva, right?
I think I found it, Rebbe.
Really? Oh. Where?
Rav Kapach brings it down in his Mishnah Torah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, go. You want to read it?
Yeah, he brings it down in Judeo-Arabic, but then he translates it for us, fortunately.
Oh, very good.
Which siman is it?
It's in Tamidim Musafin. Perek Zion Halacha Chafhe on the Bracha.
No, I mean the Siman Parador.
Oh, it's not in Parador. I mean, I found it in Kafach Mishnah Torah.
Okay.
You can read it in the Arabic.
Yeah, exactly. He talks about it being published, but I don't know where it's published.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Targuma. V'nishal Rabbeinu Misha Shachach Laila Oshte Lelos Yevarech Bizulasa Min Hayamim Olav V'heshiv Mash Avad Efshar Lahachziro Aval Min Halaila Shenizkar Ad Sof HaShavua Shavuos Yevarech.
So in other words, he holds that each one is a separate mitzvah, because he says you can't recapture the mitzvahs that he missed.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. V'yashmit b'layla ha'achron amiras tamimus v'fi she'enan tamimus v'yomar hayom arba'im v'tisha yom shem shiv'a shavuos ba'omer.
And he shouldn't say that what? Yeah, what's the Davin Nusach there? Have you got the sitter?
I don't have the Taman sitter, no.
You don't have the Taman sitter? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a special Nusach. That the, where is that? Hold on.
Yeah, and where is it in Tamidim HaMusafim? What parak and halacha?
It's the parak Zion Halacha Chaf Hay.
And where is the tshuva brought down?
It's brought down in Kafach's commentary on the Mishnah Torah.
That's the Moshe Harav Cook one?
No, it's only in Kafach Mishnah Torah. It looks like he's quoting something in the National Library in Israel, so I don't know that it's been published outside of that.
That's not the one that's called Rambam La'am?
No, it's something else.
That's the one that I thought that was Kafach.
Yeah, the Rambam La'am at times will bring down tshuva, so it may be worth saying. Could be in there.
Yeah, sorry. I looked around. I couldn't find him. But at any rate, he says that you can't say on the last day that it's Tmimos, right?
Right. And he comes back to that in a second. So then the tshuva continues. And he says, "Umisha shachach v'lo birech al ha'omer b'tchilas ha'layla yachol l'hashlim ha'bracha kol ha'layla ve'ein lo l'hashlim ha'biyom." Who davar ha-mishnah, davar shemitzvaso b'yom kasher kol yom, v'davar shemitzvaso b'layla kasher kol layla, ad kan. So that's the whole thing.
And the halachas, he says, shachach v'lo mona b'layla, mona b'yom. And he doesn't say without a bracha.
Who, the Rambam?
The Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, Perek Ches, Chaf Gimel, shachach v'lo mona b'layla, mona b'yom. That doesn't mean to exclude the day. That just means that every night is a new entity, a new ma'isa mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. But in Chaf Gimel, he said, shachach v'lo mona b'layla, mona b'yom. No qualifications about the bracha. That contradicts what you're saying. It says that he can only do it kol ha'layla.
Well, I think he's reading. I think everyone's reading it to mean that when he said "Tzarich Levarach b'chol Lila," he means, and based, and the tshuva corrects that explicitly, that we only make the bracha at night.
Yeah, but that's not what he says in the halachas. Yeah.
But what does he say? He says "Tzarich Levarach b'chol Lila."
Then at the end, he says "Tzarich Levarach b'chol Lila." Baruch Atah Hashem, you know, the bracha.
But he doesn't say "Bayom."
Bayom, he simply. No, I think he doesn't mean to exclude the day. He means to say that every night requires its own bracha. Okay, but now the question is, what about if you didn't do it at night? So go back to Chaf Gimel. Shachach v'lo mona b'layla, mona b'yom. That's it. He doesn't say b'li bracha. I wouldn't make the inference that he holds without a bracha because of the halacha chaf hei.
How does this kafach have it?
Kafach has it that way, but he's very clear in the tshuva that he means you only make a bracha at night.
Is that his interpretation? Or you have that from the Rambam?
The Rambam says it in the tshuva. I mean, that's the Rambam's interpretation.
It appears that if he says it, he says it, but that's not what he says in the Mishnah Torah.
Well, in the tshuva, he says you don't count by yom altogether, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Here he says that's Here he says openly that you do. So,
I mean, there's a steer between the tshuva,
yeah,
and between the Rambam and the Yad.
I don't see it because he says later in Chaf Hei he corrects and says Tzarich Levarach b'chol Laila Baruch Atah Hashem. So he's showing you that the bracha only exists at night.
No, that's not. I don't think he means that. He means to say that every night requires a bracha b'chol Laila. As you might think that you make a bracha once and the bracha carries for all the days. Kamashmon, that every night consists of a new ma'isa mitzvah that requires its own bracha. As far as the day is concerned, that I've already told you. I don't think he's addressing the day in that halacha.
Yeah, it would seem so. Because if he held you not mevarach b'yom, he should have said mevarach b'yom b'li bracha.
Mona b'yom b'li bracha.
Yeah, but the halacha he's talking about. But in Halacha Chaf Gimel, he's talking about the act of counting. And as we see from the Tshuva, he holds there's a separate kiyum of counting independent of the bracha. He says if you miss a day, you miss a day or two, now you can't say this special thing at the end of that you were achieved tamimus, right? But you still should count during the day for the sake of keeping it ordinal, as we've said. But that's separate from the ma'isa of bracha. Once by the chaf hey, he's talking about the bracha specifically, and he says that's only at night.
He's not saying it's only at night. As far as I can see.
He says not in the Mishnah Torah.
In the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't say only at night. He merely says that every night requires its own bracha. So if he's referring to night, because night is the appropriate time to do it. So that's when you do the mitzvah. Now the question is, do you have to make a bracha every night? The answer is yes. Another question is, what if you didn't count at night? What do you do? So that he addressed, and he says you count by day. And he didn't say without a bracha. In other words, the counting apparently is valid by day, and there's no reason to say there's no bracha. From the Mishnah Torah itself. I mean, if he contradicted himself and changed it, that's a different story.
But it's only b'di'evit.
What's b'di'evit? Yes, it's b'di'evit, because l'chatchila, the best time is at night. So but that doesn't mean to say, you can't just draw the inference that's the only time you can make a bracha.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that apparently he holds that l'chatchila should be the mitzvah b'shlemusa is to count Laila v'yom.
Right.
But if you can't count Laila v'yom, if you just counted yom, you also have a kinyan mitzvah.
He says that clearly over here.
So he's so certain what he says in the Tshuva.
Right.
It's not in the Tshuva. It's not 100% clear in Mishnah Torah whether you'd make a bracha during the day or not. And in the Tshuva, he's telling you that you don't. It's not explicit in the Mishnah Torah. It's just, I guess, the easier way to read it.
His normal way of doing it would be to say count by day, but libracha. That's the standard way the Rambam addressed that.
Might be, but now in the Shul, he tells you that, you know.
It's possible, but, you know, why would he leave it that gap in the Mishnah Torah?
I think the Mishnah Torah reads beautifully because the first part of the halacha, he's mitzvot ase lispor sheva shabbatos mimos, right? Then he continues to say shachach v'lamana b'layla mona b'yom. The Ain Monin Elam Umad, fine. So he's basically showing you that there's a mitzvah of Sviras Omer. That objective can be accomplished in day and at night, but then later, once he talks about when you make the bracha is only at night.
I'm saying that's not telling you that the bracha is only at night. That's only telling you that every night requires a bracha.
Well,
as opposed
to
what? Some nights?
As opposed to, you might think that, you make the bracha once, and that's the question.
I think it's pretty hard.
Every hour. What?
It's hard to prove which way it means.
Right, he tells you, so why make a stira where it's not 100% clear in the Mishnah Torah and in the Tshuva?
I'm not saying you can't learn that way. But if you just had the Mishnah Torah, I think that's what would you take away from it. That's the clearer implication. If he, but look, it's possible. It's possible that he changed his mind or he clarified it, whatever. I'm not saying the way you're learning is impossible. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's possible. But did the Nosa Kalim address the problem?
I'm using the Kapach, my Kapach. I was looking at my Kapach Lam. I thought that's what he was referring to.
I mean the regular
Nosa Kalim. Yeah, I know. You got to get the Rambam there. Take a look. Hold it. That means that they were aware of the Tshuva.
Who was aware?
I'm saying, if the Nosa Kalim were aware, I guess they were aware.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No, they don't really say.
They don't say anything. Yeah, it's not clear. But if it is a steer between the notes, between the Rambam and the Yad and the Tshuva, because in the Tshuva he says what? He says, in the Tshuva he says, what's his lashon? You can't be more than biyom?
No, he said, in the
Tshuva.
I don't have the Tshuva.
Yeah, umi shashachach v'lo birech al ha'omer b'tchiyas ha'layla, yachol l'hashlima bracha kol ha'layla. Ve'ein lo l'hashlima b'yom. U'davar mishnah davar shmitvasa b'yom kasher kol ha'yom, ve'davar shmitvasa b'layla kasher al ha'layla.
So apparently he's saying it's not kosher b'yom. Because it's a mitzvah that's kosher b'layla. So it's only kosher kol layla. So that would seem to be a steer between the tshuva and between the yad. Because in the tshuva he's relegating it to anything that's tafke mitzvah b'layla. Like matzah mar or pesach. So you can't do b'yom. So therefore he'd be saying with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, that's kosher kol laila, but not kosher b'yom. From what he's quoting in the Mishnah. In which case it would be a stira.
Doesn't he say later in the Shiva that you still count b'yom?
He does.
Then?
Hold on, I'm looking. I mean, that's the end of the Shiva, the part that I read. I just got to go back to the beginning. No, he doesn't say anything more about that.
He doesn't say anything more.
So your simple pshat is you wouldn't even count during the day, according to Amnon. Forget about what the bracha or the bracha, you wouldn't even count.
That's right. I think that's right. So if that's the case, I wouldn't even try to figure out the tshuva. Maybe there's a mistake there or something.
I don't understand why we don't simply say, based on the pshat we've offered, which is that there is an objective that can be achieved by counting during the day, and that can be achieved independent of the chalos mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. You only make the bracha when there's a chalos Sfiras HaOmer, but it's still worth counting to render the entity ordinal. So he's showing you that to fulfill the basic deraisa mitzvah of counting 7 weeks, so you do that a day and a night. That's part of this basic counting, and then there's a separate maisa mitzvah. When the maisa mitzvah is in its full fruition is at night, and that's the only time you make the bracha.
So then you're going to have a problem. If the Ram says he misses a couple of days, he could still go on. How could he go on if he missed a couple of days? There's not going to be any ordinal count.
Sounds like a snobby on.
You should tell you that.
He doesn't say that he missed a day. He didn't say the first day of the month.
I mean, I'm not ready to throw out the tshuva. I think we have to, you're right, that's a good question. We have to answer the Rambam why he holds you only make a bracha at night if he holds you can count during the day. Why don't you make a bracha during the day? I mean, that question needs to be answered in and of itself, just within internally within the Rambam.
And also, if you're going to say that in the tshuva he holds, you should say it in the day. In order to keep the count going, he should mention that because he says if you miss 2 days, you still go on.
Where, in the tshuva?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, the tshuva does say, he's using the term, again, this is a translation, but he's using the term l'hashlima b'bracha. So he says, again, misha shachach v'lo birech al ha'omer b'tchilas ha'layla, yachol l'hashlim ha'bracha kol ha'layla. V'ein lo l'hashlima and bayom. So you shouldn't complete it with the bracha during the day.
Why?
Again, we have to answer that, but the Rambam's clearly saying, I think in the tshuva, he's not negating that you wouldn't count during the day. He's just saying you don't complete the count with a bracha.
Yes, yeah, so, but doesn't he say because of the Mishnah?
Yeah, then he says, V'davar, yeah, he says, then he continues, V'hu davar Mishnah, davar shemitzvaso b'yom kasher kol yom, v'davar shemitzvaso b'layla kasher kol alayla. That's the end of the
tshuva. That means that b'yom is not kasher.
Right. Completely different than the Mishnah Torah.
I think so.
In fact, the commentary over here, I think it's the Kapach, on that Shachach v'lo mona b'layel and mona b'yom, he says, Nirash yesh lumod min ha-Mishnah b'mrachah, v'ayin al, mitzvoto litzar b'layla, v'yam nitzar b'yom kasher, v'l'gumar sham amru, itgash v'yir l'ktira. So, that basically is saying that it's kosher. Mixar b'yom kosher. And then that's the same din by Sfira.
Right.
But there's no reason to assume that there's no bracha unless he specifically says so. And he doesn't say that. So why would you put that in? Kosher. If it's kosher, yeah, you make a bracha.
Right. Uh, At any rate, the tshuva is not the workable. There's something missing there.
We'll have to find a Taimani who can explain it to us.
That's correct.
I mean, if Kapov does continue, he has a couple more lines where he explains.
Yeah, go ahead.
So he says, Hari Devarim Barurim She'ikr Mitzvaso B'tchilat Halayla Shachach Onena Shelo Safra B'tchilat Halayla Mevarach V'sofer Kol Halayla.
Right.
Umi She'shachach V'lo Birech V'lo Safra Halayla O'shtayim Mevarach V'sofer Miyom She'yizkor V'hala Ela Shelo Yomer Shalmei Temimos B'layla Ha'achron V'zeh Kamin Hagenu She'omrim B'siyum Memtes Shalmei.
That's right. So he wants to say that there's no steer between the Rambam and the Tshuva and the Rambam and the Yad.
That's what it seems. The Minhag is clear that if you miss, ideally you count the beginning of the night. If you miss that, you can count the whole night. And if you miss counting, even for a day or two, you pick up where you left off, continuing with the bracha.
And what about counting in the day?
Special thing at the end.
And what about counting in the day? Yeah, it's not clear.
Yeah, he's not clear?
Not clear. You don't have what to work with.
I mean, other than the Rambam saying explicitly, you're Mona B'Yom, but yeah, I Kapach isn't clear, and the Rambam's true doesn't explicitly address that point. But he is unequivocal in the Mishnah Torah.
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't, the two are not compatible. Yeah, okay. Let's let it go. I'm not going to work on it. It's the facts are visible.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. I'm struggling. What's the problem in the Mishnah Torah?
There's no problem. He just says, he seems to say b'di'evid that b'yom is good. Because even though you're not counting both chelkei ayom, but b'di'evid, if you count one chelk of yom, it still has been sofer.
Sure.
Still has been sphere. It's not b'shlemusa, but it still has been sphere. So if that's the case, Rabbi Mann is right. You would say a bracha, because he doesn't say to omit the bracha. And the reason why he says b'chol laila v'laila mona b'bracha is he's just telling you the general halacha, that every night you have to count with a bracha. But and that's l'chatzila, because l'chatzila you count at night. So he's telling you, in the case of l'chatzila, you always have a bracha. That's how I would agree with Rabbi Manshot. And the tshuva is definitely in contradiction. What would the Rambam say if you miss a whole day? So you don't know from the Yad. Does he mention anywhere in the Yad that you can't miss a day? He doesn't mention that either. Correct?
I don't think he takes that. I didn't see that he takes that up.
So that would seem to tell you that he holds that each night is a separate mitzvah. Because otherwise he'd have to say, so apparently he does hold, like the Shita, that each night is a different, is a separate mitzvah. That much I think he can deduce also from the Yad.
I agree. It appears that way.
It appears that way, yeah.
Yep.
Because he has no caveat.
And with a bracha, even if you missed.
That's right, and with a bracha.
He says v'tzarach levarach b'chol laila.
That's right.
Why didn't he just say v'tzarach levarach, baruch atah Hashem? Why would he say Vitzarach Levarach B'chol Laila if he's not limiting the bracha tonight?
If he's not what?
If he's not limiting the bracha to be said only at night, he should have just said Vitzarach Levarach Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam.
When? He has to say when you do the mitzvah. When do you do the mitzvah? B'laila. But Yom is only B'dieved.
I mean, he says earlier, "Umitchilas hayom monin, lafikach mona belaila, milel shisha atzar benithan."
Right.
He doesn't need to say it again. He could have just said "Vitzarach Levarach."
It wouldn't make sense. Vitzarach Levarach. How would you have it?
You could say "Vitzarach Levarach al hamitzvah baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam," etc.
You'd have to say "B'shas asiyas hamitzvah."
Okay, so fine. But he says "Vitzarach Levarach b'chol laila."
That's even shorter. Because each little laila is a proper zmana hamitzvah. I mean, it's hard. It's difficult. You have to suppress it to say that he means avena mevarach b'yom. Well, you have to.
He could have said it openly with Beli Bracha when he mentioned it.
That's right. I would say that. But the only reason why you're saying that is because of the tshuva.
All right. If you just had the Mishnah Torah, that's pretty clear what he holds.
And it seems pretty clear also that each, if you miss a night, you're okay.
That's what it seems. He's not concerned about this ordinal, but, you know, every night is a separate mitzvah, but it's Muslim.
That's right. And you don't need the ordinal.
Nope.
I mean, that's what I would deduce if I just had the Yad HaChazaka. Now, once you bring in the tshuva, and if it influences you, so you're going to try to force the Ram and the Yad. But the only thing is that the tshuva itself is problematic. Or maybe it's not. What was the problem with the tshuva? I forget it. What was the problem with the tshuva?
I didn't know. I don't understand. I didn't see a problem with the tshuva other than he doesn't repeat what he said in the Mishnah Torah.
I mean, maybe the tshuva is just saying that every night's a mitzvah. Separate mitzvah. Maybe that's all he's saying there.
Isn't he implying that you don't count by day?
In the tshuva?
Yeah, because he says kasha kol halayla.
Oh, that was the problem.
And therefore it's mashmad et napi yom. They made a big point out of that.
That's true. Yeah, we did. That was, I forgot the problem. Yeah, that was the problem. He is Raya from the Mishnah is not good. That's right. But if you let's say you forget about that problem, forget about that Raya from the Mishnah. So what would you say from the Tshuva? Then it wouldn't be a problem. The Tshuva would simply be endorsing how we interpreted the Yad, namely that if you miss a day, that you're okay. Correct?
Yes.
So maybe we should just try to work that out. We know the Rambam holds if you miss a day, that you're okay. So each day is a separate mitzvah. So then why would he say, and he seems to say in the tshuva that you don't say that, or that line there. What's that line? That it's tmimos. That it's tmimos. So apparently he holds this two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of 49, and there's a kiyum of each night. But there's a separate kiyum that each night is always slum 49. There's a slum of 49. And that slum of 49 is tmimos. So you could do it with tmimos or without tmimos. But if you do it without tmimos, you can't say that line about tmimos. So each night is a mitzvah, separate mitzvah. But there is also a kiyum of tmimos, which is a slum of all 49.
That's good. That's very good.
Now, in the yard, he doesn't hold out, and I wouldn't have done. Now, the estakirs, if the clients all forgot sphere, these are far-fetched fakirs. Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to finish off the next one, or you want to leave it? By cutting.
Would you say that's similar to, excuse me, Raj, just for the purposes of understanding, would you say that's similar to what takes place in sukkahs?
Yeah,
that is to say that every time you dwell, there's a kima mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah.
Right.
If you do it for the entire week, there's a separate kima of a sukkah stage for Shiva's Yom.
I don't know if that's true.
Ah.
Because let's say it rains. So do we say that you have less of a kima?
No, because you're putter. But I mean, isn't the kiyum that for that week you establish dira in the sukkah for a week for shivas yamim?
I don't know.
So if rains doesn't contradict the yeshiva. I mean, that's part of the thing. But if you negate it, so you're negating it. If you stam, you don't want to go in the sukkah. But if that's in, like minstayer, that's incorporated in hilchos sukkah. So you established the sukkah for shivas yamim, and you didn't break that. It's just that that's within the laws of sukkah, that under certain conditions you don't go in. That's not breaking it.
Right, but I don't know if there's any place that shows that if you sit for Shiva's Yom, there's a special kiyum.
So you're saying Masukah's Teish for Shiva's Yom is not a separate kiyum?
No, it's just
that in those particular days, any time in that particular week, you go to the mitzvah sukkah.
That's right.
But there's no, it doesn't accumulate to
a separate kiyum.
Wondered about it. All right.
I'll tell you why, because over here you're arriving at a slum. That's where it accumulates. But over there, there's no slum. There's no malos of Shiva.
So it's just a descriptive as to when you're mechayev in the mitzvah.
That's right, exactly.
Similar, I guess, to Pesach, just on those days, but there's no additional kiyum. I just thought because of the pasuk, Masukah Stasha Shiva's Yom, that it is a phenomenon that for a week.
Allah, we don't find it.
All right. Clarification. I mean, sukkah ruyah l'shiva, yeah, things like that. But that doesn't prove the point.
It's a different point.
That qualifies the sukkah.
That's right.
All right. Once we're on the subject, I just wanted to get his
chair. No, right, I understand.
Do you want to go further?
It's up to you. You want to go further? Finish up by cutting.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So what's the din by according to the Baha'i for a katan who grows up in the middle of the sphere? Em yachal ha'am shifalis v'em bracha yare ara ha'ashta v'kat nusul ha'yapadur mitzvah yosomer.
Right.
So the first step, you're just counting the Torah s'nina. V'atak shehigdil mishum chlina chlaka, he no longer has chlina, v'imishum mitzvah sira yesh lomar kivin da'ar ha'ashta v'yosul ha'yapadur p'tor. You can ask v'yosul, so the sphere until now, p'tor wasn't really mitzvah. So Dina Kamisha Shafa Vloha Safar, Dana Mona Vibraha, Ain Sham.
Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting. One second, yeah, right. So Avadi Yosef brings like 100 riyas that the Kutin does not make a bracha. Except the Rav is working on a different sar. But I think most Paskin he doesn't. But the Rav holds without a doubt he does. Okay, go ahead.
Timash and his boy near Lomar, the Kolach Dina, the Misha Shachav Losopha Yomachad Hissidus a mitzvah, the whole halach of you miss a day, you lose the mitzvah. Ain't no dim to go from mitzvah Shal Shir Somer. It's not in the mitzvah of Shir Somer itself. Elvin Maisa Hasvi. Kivan Shabbatel Esla Cheshman Shal Yomim, a Christian his boy. You can't do the action of counting, the ordinal count, if you miss a day. Dim Kain, Nira, the Katan Afshu, Patrami Kala Mitzvah, saying, look, Kim Shal Sri Soma, even though he doesn't have a Kima Mitzvah, he called Mako Maisa Sri Mia Slake, it's through the action of counting. The Gans Sri Bakatna Sri Svira, you can count when you're little. Dim Kain, Dino Kimo Misha Shahakwa Lailo, Manre Yom, Lobracha, would be like if you miss that night, you know, you'll say the mitzvah, but you still do it during the day. The daytime one will suffice to keep the ordinal count going, and the future days you'll be able to count with the bracha. So in daytime it's a maisa of counting, and it maintains the count. So to by a katan, hachashbon kayim, the count what he did when he was a katan keeps the ordinal count going. In Karina base memos, lahamor nira de chayev laham shifalis bo bebracha gam achashat lahagil. Then he should keep counting after he gets older because his ordinal count is still there. And now it's the Torah's mitzvah, so why not?
You're right. Of course, there's only one problem, right? That he's basing it on a suffix in the Shita's Bahag, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we learned the Shita's Bahag demands that there's a kiyum in the yom.
Right. Right. And that's why you can't do it on the next day or on...
Unless the Rav is learning that if there's no kiyum in the yom. But he doesn't have to do yom ha-sofer. That the yom ha-sofer...
He had that,
right? He says that.
He says that.
I'm pretty sure I remember those words.
I remember it also. So that's going to be a bit of a problem. So then you're gonna have to see in his answer by the cotton, he just brings in Misa sphere. But you need a little more than that. You need that the yom should be suffer according to the Bahag.
He says it in the second column, Reshma Mala, Fachala La Yom Torah suffer. Gamali Spirishal Yom. Torah suffer. Gamali de Spirishal Yom. That's in the second column, that halfway down, Reish Memal page.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that phrase.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going to highlight it.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Because over here he's not mentioning anything about the Yom Sofer. He carefully keeps away from it. Even though he's part of Mikol HaMitzvos, Vein Lo Kiyum Shel Sfiras HaOmer, Bikol Mokom Maisa Sfira Mia Islay. Just sounds like an act of counting. The Gam Sfira B'Katnas Havya Sfira. I mean, it would appear you have to say, according to him, that once it's a Maisa Sfira, there's a Kiyum in the Yom and a Kodesh.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. No, I was thinking about that. That it inevitably followed that therefore the Yom is Sofer, since he could do a Maisa Sfira.
I mean, that's what you're going to have to say. That was the first approach. So that's what you're going to have. Otherwise, you can't bring in the Bahag. Right.
In other words, the Maisa Sfira itself automatically produces the effect.
Yeah.
And since he's capable of the Maisa Sfira, so then he creates the effect.
That's right, but if you say aim the Maisa Katan Kulum, it has no halachic value. It's just like he's counting. You're going to have to say that a Katan can create a halachic effect.
Yeah.
Rabbi, is that just a general unresolved question?
I don't know the resolution. You have to really do a lot of research on it. It's a cotton, with regard to cotton's mice. I think the there's a Rambam with regard to the putos, takonas haputos, that a kohen could do masa matan, midrabban, and whether he could create a chalos midraisa. But I don't know. But it seems he's going that way here. Okay, go further.
This is Maisa Achila in the Pesach, creates a kiyum in the Pesach that it's Nechel.
That's right.
Okay. Dine Ovda?
Yep.
Mother Duranda Achlet Gehergesh, She Itso Memashmesh, Uba, the Chelsea Mesher Summa. So he felt like he was going to die, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Kacha Yisof Mesher Summa, Velo Bracha. So the whole beginning is contingent upon finishing it, and since he assumed he's not going to finish, so he didn't want to, he felt it's not going to do anything. Okay, so he was held from making a bracha, I guess, right?
Right.
Okay. Amnam, lama v'war, yisod dino shel ha'ba'aki, halacha v'cheshvon shel ha'svira, it's really halacha in the act, in the count itself, the cheshvon v'ayidei minei ha'makodnim, v'lidilig v'chisar, that the count is an ordinal count, which relies upon not missing any previous days. In Cain calls a Shaykh Rashi, Bishachtisa Vishachach, Lispark Bar, that if he missed the previous day, the count can continue going forward. Of Mashallah, Yisupar Biyam Habayim, in Cheshvan Klav, the Maisa Sphere of Cheshvan Shayam Shasafak Bar, the fact that he doesn't finish isn't going to be a Chisaron of the previous days, right? Rav Hanal Hayachayev Lispar and Bracha. So this Rav should have said with Bracha. They called Manchu Chay, Chazmon Chay. Is that okay, Tiff?
Correct. So in other words, the Rav held, this Rav seemed to hold, that the idea of one mitzvah is that there were also mitzvah in the Machin Zezer.
Right.
But the Rav rejected that. That's the ordinary way to learn the Bahag. I mean, those who hold that you can't miss.
But I remember they say something similar by like women not making a bracha.
Yeah.
Because they're going to forget it one day, and therefore, if they forget one day, it's not going to be it's going to be a tzala, you know, something like that.
They don't say because my grandma.
Oh, don't they make a bracha? I think the Olam is knowing to make a bracha, even if it's man grama.
Oh, I see. Right, even but over here, the machman has to do it?
Right, because I think they say, like, men daven marv with the minyan, so they can remember, but women don't daven marv, so they're not going to necessarily remember. It's going to be very hard for them to remember, and they're, since they're not going to remember, they're going to make a...
You're not fired, so why you may end up with a bracha of matala retroactively.
Right. So I like that. I think that's
Well, I think... You can only, ordinarily you wouldn't say such a thing. Because if you hold that Nashim Chayavos, whether we know it is as if they're Chayav, so then I would say you have to say a bracha. But I guess they're relying on the fact that even those that hold that they say a bracha, it's not a chiyuv, it's just a minig. So then it doesn't pay to institute a minig that could lead to a bracha v'atala.
Right, but I'm saying according to the Rosh Svar, I can't.
That's right, you're right, I see what you mean.
Right, it's like the same issue as this
Rav.
Right.
You mean you never have to complete the schon.
Right.
You just have to have a word, no.
Right.
So the Rav doesn't really hold by that Svara of one mitzvah, Chalkei HaMitzvah, no?
Of what?
So the Rav holding that nobody holds by the Svara of Chalkei HaMitzvah? That it's one big mitzvah?
I don't think so.
seems like
right. Hold by this Rav that he was wrong.
He's saying that that's a mistake. That's a mistaken idea from interpreting the Bahag. But he's saying it's not really the way to interpret it.
Yeah, it seems so.
But he's saying this according to the Bahag.
Yes.
Right.
Well, he's saying
the Rav held the Rav Paskin according to the Bahag. Of course, this is, he's just saying it's a misunderstanding of the Bahag.
So he's saying that this Rav had nothing to go on.
Yeah. According to the Bahag. That Rav was going according to the Bahag.
Well, but the other sheet is...
They didn't want to make a Brach Levatala.
So the way they understand... The way most people understand it is that if you hold, you skip a day, is no good. So therefore, you hold that it's Chelke HaMetzvah and the Makvin Zezeh. And that's the Bahag. They attribute that to the Bahag. But the Rav says that's not the case. But if he offered that Svara, this Rav wouldn't be so wrong. He wouldn't be wrong at all. But the Rav rejects that Svara.
Right. The Bahag is the one who holds that if you miss a day, then you have a problem, right?
So now you're saying that the minhag olam that the woman shouldn't count with a bracha, according to the Rav, is wrong. Because he rejects that idea. That's a good point. I think you're right. He would hold that if your minhag is to say a bracha, then you can do it. You'll never come with a bracha l'atala. Even if you're not vigilant. Okay, very good. You want to do the next one tomorrow?
Okay, sounds good.
It looks interesting.
You want a Chamish Yom?
Yeah, Chamish Yom.
Okay, that's good.
Right. Okay, guys. Right, have a good day.
Have a nice day, Rabbi.
Okay.
Thanks, Rabbi. You too.
My pleasure.